You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good, from the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Basketball Wives After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show, it's AfterBuzz TV's Basketball Wives After Show.
I love this song. Basketball. We're playing basketball. Shake it, shake it. What's up, guys? You are tuned back into AfterBuzz TV Basketball Wives Recap, episode 7, and this is season 5. I'm trying to make sure that I get it right because our sources were trying to tell us something else.
AKA our producer.
AKA our producer, yeah. But I am your spicy host, Maricela, Spicy Mari in the building, and we have also the lovely Gabby, who is hosting with us tonight as well, doing the recap. Yes. And this was a pretty vivacious, pretty juicy episode. I thought that, you know, some issues were revealed that we are definitely going to unveil. And let's go with, oops, I heard the buzzing that we were warned about. Let's start off with talking about Tasha's birthday.
Right.
So we saw last episode that she's planning this, you know, huge party, and she's expecting all of the basketball wives to come out, and everyone did except for Tammy. So why do you think Tammy didn't come out?
So Tammy complained about her eyes being that there was asbestos apparently in the building where the Weave Bar was opening in Brooklyn. I don't know if I believe that that was the case, that there actually is asbestos in those walls. Could be, but only two of them were feeling sick, and it could just be that they're friends and they're around each other and one got a cold. You know what I mean? So I'm not really sure how legit Tammy's excuse was. Mm-hmm. Did you think that she was just putting up a front?
I feel like Tammy doesn't go to anything that Tammy doesn't feel like going to. Mm-hmm. And so if it was asbestos, she would be far more sick than what she was saying. Like, she would probably need medical attention.
Right.
And so for her to just not attend the birthday party, I think it was just her not feeling like it. She was probably being lazy that day, or she just didn't want to deal with Tasha. And I feel like she doesn't attend stuff, kind of like a little, like, uppercut to the person. And not to say that this situation was petty, but she also missed Evelyn's PETA campaign for her unveiling as well. And so I just feel like Tammy's very selective with what she decides that she's going to show up to that suits Tammy.
So what I do want to say on that is she did say, though, that it was her mom and that was the reason why she didn't go to the PETA event.
Right,
at
that's
Supper
what
Club.
She said. She always has an excuse.
Which, if that is an excuse, then I'm going to feel super bad for her, because that's bad karma on yourself when you lie about someone being sick in your family. You know what I mean?
But her mom really is sick, so it's not a lie.
Like, right, but to say that she's sick that day, you know, and she's really, like, not that. Maybe that day she went out by the pool and was having fun, you know what I mean? And just to say that in vain of somebody, I don't know. I just, especially knowing that her mom's sick already, it's like, you don't want to jinx that.
Well, I think that people oftentimes will make an excuse. As long as it's a true lie, then it's not really
like
a lie.
Little white lie.
Well, I feel like as long as it's in the realm of the truth, then it's not really lying. Or at least that's how you convince yourself. And so, I mean, I'm guilty of it. I've lied and said my grandfather is passed away. Or that, you know, and really he already passed away. So really,
ooh,
it's
gotcha.
Not a lie.
Yeah,
you know?
So it doesn't matter.
So yeah, but I mean, it's a very sensitive topic. But at the same time, I think Tammy finds it convenient to use these lies when Tammy suits, you know, feels like doing that. And so in this particular situation, she doesn't come to Tasha's birthday party. And I already knew Tasha was going to feel a certain type of way about the girls showing up, getting there, and leaving early. But at the same time, Tasha was 2 hours late.
Right. And she keeps saying that she wasn't 2 hours late, which makes me think she probably came, what, an hour and 50 minutes late? But, I mean, as a friend, what I said in the last recap was that I don't think that they should have left unless they made a conscious effort, mm-hmm, to reach out to her and let her know, like, where are you? There's nobody here. We don't know what to do. We have early flights. If that went down, fine, which I think they established that in this episode, that they did call her. Evelyn said that they tried reaching out to Tasha by the phone, but nobody picked up. So, okay, they reached out. But honestly, if it was my good friends and they did that to me, I would think it's messed up. If they told me beforehand, listen, we have early flights, we're only going to come for like an hour or two, I would understand. I wouldn't even question it.
So, one, these are not Tasha's best friends. These are her friends on the show. These are her TV friends. And two, she has to take some accountability for being late, period. I understand completely what it's like to be the birthday girl and show up late because you're getting hair, makeup, you want to make a grand entrance. But if she knew that her friends had a 6 a.m. flight, she should have been this one time, this one birthday, more considerate of that. But once again, these are not her real ride or die friends. Because the ride or die friends will stay at your party until 4 a.m. and catch that 6 a.m. flight and pull an all-nighter.
Oh, please. I'm going to be doing that till I'm like 80, you know? Never. I will never get old, ever.
So do you feel like she had a sincere right to be mad that they left?
I think they both have rights to be mad. Mm-hmm. I think it's a 50-50 friendship right here. Because as Tasha's point of view, your friends on the show ditched you. And you wanted them to be there, and everyone's constantly nagging at you the whole night.
Right.
Where are they? It's embarrassing. So, yeah, she has a right to be mad. On second, and they also left the gift. If anything, just take the gift and give it to her next time you see her. That's so rude. Just, like, leave a gift on the couch and give it to the waitress. You know, that just means they don't care. And what was the other point I was going to make? So it's Tasha, and then what was the other thing we were trying to say? I just lost my train of thought.
I'm going to interject then. The way that Tasha handled, so they all decided that they were going to get together and discuss the girls leaving early.
Oh, do they have rights to be mad is pretty much what you're saying.
Right.
So Tasha, yes. And then the friends, I think they have rights to be mad how angry Tasha's getting about it and the way she kind of gets snippy with them.
Right. She handles it completely with an attitude.
Yeah.
And so anytime you give anybody attitude, they're going to give you attitude back. And the way that she addressed, Evelyn saying, hey, we're trying to, I guess, revive our relationship and we're still fostering ours to Shawnee and still building or cultivating. I understand what she was saying, especially when you're trying to make a good impression and, you know, revive a relationship. But at the same time, you can't be held accountable for what you're feeling about, you know, somebody else and the responsibilities that they have to take care of. Like, they had a responsibility to themselves. And the way that she handled it was inappropriate. Like, she should not have been snipping at them. And then she came at Susie completely foul, too. You know, everybody knows when hands are flying in the face on Basketball Wives, there's going to be a fight. It's going to be a problem. And Susie is the softer character on the show that, unfortunately, has a bad rap. But at the same time, Tasha's still coming at her crazy foul, but I think people think that they can come at Susie foul more than anybody.
I agree with that. And going on this whole confrontation that they had, Shawnee had apologized for upsetting her. Mm-hmm. She apologized on behalf of all of the girls.
Right.
And Tasha got snippy again and was pretty much dismissing it. And to me, that's like, you could have made up right then and there and settled it. But no, she had to keep going. And I think because what you're saying, like, Susie's kind of the weak link. Tasha is, I don't know, what did you describe her as when we were watching the episode? You described her in some way where she's not, she's trying to fit into in another sense.
Well, so, I feel like Tasha is very sadity. Mm-hmm. And so I think that she, I said that Susie's soft. And that Tasha is, she's bougie. And so she constantly has to prove that she can't be punked. And at the same time, Susie has to prove that she can't be punked. And so both of them are put in a situation which is, I mean, they were pretty aggressive with each other. But I just think that Tasha...
I think that's why they can't let it go, though, because of what you're saying.
They have something to prove.
Yeah, they have something to prove. That's what you said, for
sure.
Okay,
so let's talk about the gift, okay? This infamous dildo, ding-dong, you know, super diamond-bedazzled dildos that are being, you know, given as a gift to Tasha. So Evelyn just wants to know, like, hey, did you appreciate the gift? Like, we still left you a gift. I mean, they did their part. They just didn't stay as long as they should have, but they did do their part for somebody that they're not that close with. And so,
and it was expensive.
Yeah,
it was a $300 diamond, like, rhinestone dildo.
Right. And so in that case, then I think that Tasha should have been a little bit more appreciative. And Evelyn was like, Evelyn got an attitude with her because she didn't acknowledge the gift whatsoever. And I did think that it was cute and I thought that it was funny, but I knew after they had left, Tasha wasn't going to appreciate it.
Nope.
But then her comment to Tammy. Usually, I am completely appalled by something that Tammy says. Usually, Tammy has too much attitude for my taste, but she's a strong personality, so I will give her props for knowing who she is as a woman and having a strong, backbone. But in this particular situation, my heart goes out to Tammy because my mouth dropped. I was like, Tasha, the audacity of you to ask for where your gift is at. I cannot believe she said that.
Mm-mm, I know. I was shocked when she did that, too. That's just like, now I'm not a fan of Tasha. She just
turned me on this show. And I hate that it could be editing, it could be the producers, it could be whoever you want to blame it, but Tasha gave us too much material.
Yeah, I mean, regardless of the editing, whatever she did say was a problem.
But for her to say, for her to feel like, Shawnee and Evelyn and everybody, Susie leaving early was tired and tacky. The fact that she said that to Tammy, I mean, I'm sorry. If somebody doesn't want to give you a gift for their birthday or they didn't do it, from their own heart or sentiment, you can't force somebody or request a gift, especially if you just met somebody.
Right.
And Tasha and her aren't close, like, at all. And she didn't even appreciate when Tammy was trying to give her feedback on her weave bar. What was it? Celebrity Weaves or?
Celebrity Sew-Ins.
Yeah, Celebrity Sew-Ins. Yeah. So I felt like Tammy was the bigger person in that situation too. I think she does want to see Tasha fail just a little bit because there's a little bit of hate in her heart. But at the same time, she still is trying to be a better person. She's going to these therapy sessions. Tammy's like trying to, prevent bullying by not hitting you up beside the head when you say something that she wants to backhand you. So I think that Tammy is stepping outside of her comfort zone. And in this particular situation, we're seeing a lot more of Tammy holding back. And in that, Tammy would have been like, B-I-T-C-H, please. Like, yes. Are you kidding me? And she didn't. She was like, wow.
That's what's shocking me, too. And I am loving this new Tammy. And I like that we're able to see her with the life coach as well to see what this woman's instilling in her to make her actually change. But, the fact that Tasha came at her about that birthday gift and she didn't react too harshly, kudos to her, because that's a big, big, big move. Because I know I don't have anger problems, but that would have pissed me off if that was my friend telling me to give her a gift and she has a month, the whole month left. Please.
I get the month thing, but who says that in order to get a gift?
I mean, please. Normally people, if you invite them to your birthday party, it's a nice thing to get them a gift as a thank you for inviting me and like throwing this event. But not all the times do people give you gifts on your birthday, especially if they're just acquaintances or, the bottom of the rung friend, So, like you said, you should never ask for something. It should be out of the kindness of your heart. Maybe she'll buy you dinner at another point. Or do something. You didn't need to say anything and push it. I even say this with my boyfriend, don't tell me what to do because I'm not going to do it. Because it's like reaction. Mm-hmm. I rebel. If you tell me to do something, you want me to do it, and it's like nasty, I'm not going to do that just to make you happy. I want to do it from my heart.
Yeah. It's your approach. And I just don't think that Tammy and Tasha are in a place yet where they can be requesting any type of gifts whatsoever. And so for her to, and then, Shawnee makes a joke about it. She's like, okay, well, we'll get you we'll throw you a birthday party and with a cake and gifts and.
Yeah. And they're like, we won't leave after 2 hours next time.
Right. But Susie's comment was the funniest. Susie was like, and we'll make sure we get you a watch so you can be on time.
I love
that. Susie's getting snappy. She's talking back because Tasha's coming at her crazy.
Right, but now I'm loving this because Susie is stepping it up. I know the girls said that they want her to step it up because she needs to, hold her ground, speak up for herself. And she hasn't been doing that. But in this situation, she was feeding off the other girls and she felt comfortable. Mm-hmm. She wasn't out of her element, so it was okay for her to snap back. As opposed to when we see her confront Tasha at the end of the episode when she's by herself. What do you do now?
Yeah, very true. Well, this episode was all about birthdays. So we have the other birthday, a much younger fellow. It was a bro mitzvah.
Yes.
Okay, so Shawnee got it in her head that she was going to throw her son a bro mitzvah because of his age, you were saying?
Right, the correlation. So I'm going to explain this for those at home and the fans that don't really understand what a bro mitzvah is. This is what I got out of it. Obviously, he's a bro and he's inviting his bros. And the mitzvah comes from the fact that he is 13. And most people celebrating their bar or bat mitzvahs have these crazy parties at the age of 12 and 13 years old. It's like a Jewish coming of age thing. So I think she was just trying to be fun and spice up the name a little bit to make the 13th birthday a little more special and more like MTV Super Sweet 16.
Yeah, no, it was cute. I think he was spicy certified.
Yeah, it was.
But at the same time, he has these outlandish
demands.
Yeah. He's like, I want Lil Wayne. I want fire. I want girls as I walk out into the party. I mean,
they didn't even show any of that, though. So we don't even know if, like, Lil Wayne showed up.
Right. Which he probably didn't, because even Shawnee was like, right. I don't know if I'm going to pull that off for you.
Right.
Because she would. She would probably have to be coming out the pocket and pull out a lot of favors for this.
Right.
For this 13-year-old's birthday.
But you never know who she knows. I'm sure if it was, like, someone from Real Housewives of Atlanta, they would have gotten that person in a second. Like, Nene Leakes,
sure.
You know?
But he doesn't want her at his party.
Right.
He wants
Lil
Wayne. But overall, the party looked like it was a hit. I mean, this boy had his suit made. He had costume wardrobe changes.
Yes.
And specially tailored to fit his body. I mean, he had the works. He was coming out of, you know, a car with, you know, this blonde bombshell. I mean, his party looked overall like it was a hit. And Shawnee looked pleased.
And I have to say, I'm actually surprised by Shawnee's parenting skills, because this little boy did not seem like a brat. Although he had high demands and requests, he wasn't ripping the celebrity stylist apart like, nope, I can't wear that. Not gonna work. He was really cool about it. And he was just like, all right, this looks good.
Yeah. No, he was trusting his mom's, like, fashion sense and the stylist that she chose.
I could tell he's, like, a good kid, you know, underneath it all.
Well, while we're on the topic of fashion, Evelyn is coming out with a fashion line. She is trying to come out with a fashion line for Fashion Week in, is it Paris or London?
In London.
London, okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so why does Evelyn feel like she is worthy of coming out with a fashion line? Is she a fashion icon?
I think what happens is that when you become a reality star and you also have that ex or husband that you can have your claim to fame, you now have a fan base. You can bring out your business and brand yourself. And I know these women have said it on the show before about branding. They've used that word. I think they're just setting themselves up for what happens after Basketball Wives is no more.
Oh, okay.
And for her, I mean, I'd say she's stylish. She looks like she's on trend a lot. So I think she's trying to come out with something that's fitting to her personality. And I actually can say I really do like the clothing. It's very bright. She uses all the bright colors. It's a sweat kind of material, so it's good for, like, going into yoga, the gym. It's that comfy swag. I like it. I think it was cool.
So is it for, like, everyday wear or?
Yeah, I would say everyday wear and also everyday wear, casual, and also for, you know, athletics and
okay,
stuff.
So she's going with workout line and everyday wear.
I don't know if she's going to label it as a workout line, but I would say, like, you can rock that out at the gym.
I'm curious to see this, like, the final product, because Evelyn is usually pretty put together. I mean, out of everybody on the show, I will say she's usually looking hot. Like, I mean, but it does help that she has, like, a slamming body as well. So what she puts on, she knows how to put on for her body.
Right. And she's gorgeous, too. So I mean, I think anything that comes to that girl, she's going to rock it out. You know?
It's going to look hot.
Yeah, she's beautiful. And so her daughter actually is, too. I didn't think so from watching the show. But, you know, I went on Instagram and I do my little, like, Instagram social media stalking. And she's actually, like, gorgeous.
Her daughter's so pretty. Been on the show.
Well, I only started getting into it recently, basketball-wise.
Oh, right.
And from this season, I mean, she's very casual, not really getting dressed up for filming. You know, she rocks sunglasses a lot, her hair pulled back in a crazy bun, so you don't really see her glammed up. And on her Instagram, for me at least, as a new fan of Basketball Wives, I was like, wow, damn, this girl's really pretty. And she takes after her mama.
The moment I saw her, I was like, oh no, gorge. Like, I automatically knew she was stunning. I recognized that from the moment. But, you know, I'm happy that you finally can't, you know, crossed over and realize how gorgeous this family is. That's some good genetics right there.
Oh, yeah.
She might be coming out with a clothing line, too.
Right. Do you know what's her background?
They're Puerto Rican.
They don't have any mix?
I don't know if they have something else in them, but I'm pretty sure that I thought that they were full Puerto Rican. We should look that up, though, and see.
Mixed babies are beautiful, though. That's why I asked.
I don't know Shawnee's. What is it?
Puerto Ricans are sexy, too, actually.
What is Evelyn's daughter's name? Shanice.
Yeah,
I don't know what Shanice is mixed with. She could possibly have something else, but I know that Evelyn for sure is Puerto Rican.
Right.
So Shanice is Puerto Rican in something.
Well, Puerto Ricans, Colombians are all hot.
We'll find out next time on a Basketball Wives recap, and we'll let you guys know exactly what these ladies are ethnically wise. But Tammy,
special segment.
Right. But Tammy also is doing her own business as well, which she's promoting from the nail polish line that she's doing, right. You know, to, I guess, promote love. In addition to now, she's promoting Envy, which is a diet program that she's been on. And I don't know if it's a supplement or if it's actual, like, program like Weight Watchers or Jenny Craig. I think Envy's an actual supplement, but she's lost a lot of weight from this. And now we see her doing a photo shoot in a hot red swimsuit. I mean, she was looking slamming, was she not?
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think that at that age, when you're an adult and after you've had kids, so many kids, it's really refreshing to see somebody bare themselves for magazine, photo shoot, whatever it is, in front of the world like that, because they're being scrutinized for every, like, bump, cottage cheese cellulite thing sticking out. So it's like you really can be self-conscious. And I love that she's repping it for all women out there.
Yeah, definitely. You know?
Yeah, so I feel that. And I think that's honest and mature. And she looks good.
Yeah, she definitely looks good. She's probably going to get her, you know, a little man candy now after this shoot.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Maybe possibly
a few more fans.
A hot date so that she can watch Adventures of Cereal Buddies with.
Yes!
Adventures with of Cereal popcorn. Buddies. Yes, with some popcorn. Call it a date. Night, and it's all under $5 because you can download right now at adventuresofcerealbuddies.com. You can download the movie, and it's a movie that AfterBuzz executive producer Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, and Phil Svitek have created, which is kind of like Dumb and Dumber meets Dexter. It's kind of, it's, you know, it's a funny kind of dark wit, but it's really, really good. And so if you guys support this film, you will have an awesome date night also, in addition to keeping the lights on here at AfterBuzz, because we don't charge you for any of our shows for you to tune in. You get to tune in for free. And only thing that we ask is you just support us and help us keep the lights on by downloading Adventures of Cereal Buddies.
Right. And while you're downloading it, let's say you do it off iTunes, make sure to comment as well. Let us know if you like the show and what you're thinking, because, yeah, like Mari said, it keeps our lights on. And yeah. You know.
Hey, let us, if you love it, you hate it, we put our foot in our mouths like I do all the time. Say something crazy.
Try something new. Come on. It's fine.
Right. Yeah. Definitely. Well, let's talk a little bit about, speaking of foot in the mouth.
Drama.
Drama. Tasha and Susie's, you know, fallout. Susie's feeling like she was attacked on this episode, and that Tasha's just been, you know, kind of bullying her. So she goes to Tammy and she's like, I need some, you know, I guess, I don't know if you would call it techniques or a pep talk on how to be more aggressive or assertive. But, you know, Tammy is definitely the person to give you that. I mean, I don't think that Tammy always knows when to use it correctly, but she definitely is a woman who stands up for herself.
Right. And I love, and, you know, it's Tammy is definitely directing Susie, but we also saw the conversation between Evelyn and Shawnee about how Susie needs to step it up.
Yeah.
And it's cool to see the girls. I mean, they're talking about the situation, mm-hmm. but it's cool to see them put that disclaimer out there. You know, we love Susie. Sometimes we could get hot with her too, but she does need to step up for herself as our friend. You know, like, they're not trying to be evil when they talk about her behind mm-hmm. her back, but they're just trying to push it out there. Like, this girl needs to protect herself. So Tammy's being a good friend, helping her out a little bit. Showing her the light.
Yeah.
And then she builds up enough confidence where she can actually confront Tasha, I'm guessing, at some hotel in Los Angeles.
She goes to Tasha's suite and she's like, I'm going to give Tasha a piece of my mind. Now, that's the first problem right there, is when you want to settle something with someone and you want to keep the relationship, you don't instantly attack like a bulldog. And I think that's where Tasha went wrong confronting Susie. And now Susie is in turn doing the exact same thing. So nothing's going to get resolved when you start off a conversation saying, F you.
Right.
And so if that's your opening introduction and you are expecting some kind of apology after that, Susie has lost her mind. And I feel like the way that Susie was going on and on, good for her for standing up, but not good for her for what she said. She was not saying it or speaking with force. She was actually being very rude with the way that she was talking to Tasha. And she was putting herself, I feel like you should be better than the way that the person is who's treating you. And she should have spoke to her just, you know, from the heart, like, hey, I've been nothing but kind to you. This is how I feel about the way that you treated me. You shouldn't have put me down. And she didn't. She was very aggressive and had nothing but negative things to say to Tasha.
Which is funny because I think that Tasha approached it more maturely in the very beginning, because she said, all right, let's start over. Granted, her body language was messed up because she was sitting mad far away on the couch, like Susie pointed out. But yeah, she had said to her, let's start over, fine. And then Susie goes, F you. And she kept cursing, like you said. And that's no way to communicate positively. It's going to go south once you start bringing that in. And that's exactly what happened. And it just escalated from there. And I don't know if I see these two even mending this situation.
Well, remember what I told you while I was watching? I'm like, oh, they both, I feel like, are doing this because they have something to prove.
Yes.
Susie's a pushover. And Tasha is supposed to be this classy, you know, bourgeois who's better than thou. And so both of them probably are used to people, you know, trying to push them around and punk them. And so now that it's one and other, they're like, okay, well, I can take you on. I can't take Tammy on. I can't take Evelyn on. Can't take Shawnee on because she put us on the show. But I can take you on. And I feel like it's two people who have something to prove, not just to each other, but to the world. Because I don't think they care that much about each other. I think that was more for us. Like, look at me. I'm not stepping down to X, Y, and Z. And then that's why we see Tasha tell her, well, get out of my room. But then we see Tasha say, oh, no, I'm not going to let anybody talk to me like that or punk me. And now, you know, it's her pride talking, and she has to go back to the elevator and confront Susie again, making herself look crazy.
Right, and I 100% agree. And all I'm seeing is Tasha's game face on during this entire time.
Right.
Which she probably does, like Susie said, with her husband, you know, when they get in arguments. She acts
like
she's...
That was a low blow.
Yeah.
When you bring loved ones in, come on now.
Especially when they have pre-existing issues.
Well, Tasha, you didn't see Tasha bring in Susie's kids. Like, oh, is this how you treat your kid? Like, that would have been, you know, that would have started. Yeah. You cannot bring in personal issues and family stuff. Just keep it what the issue is at hand. Don't start throwing daggers. And that's what Susie was trying to do, is low blows. And then Tasha throws in her face, oh, well, where's your husband at? You don't got a husband. And so it just, now the issue is no longer what the original issue was about.
Now it's deeper.
Now it becomes all the things that you said in this current argument.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's not a way to try to create a friendship. And then it gets physical. As physical as it can for Susie and Tasha.
Yeah, exactly. Because you could tell what I'm trying to say with the game face is the fact that Tasha does not like confrontation.
Right.
She may choose her words wisely, but when it comes down to it, she's not going to try and lift her hand unless it's, like, life-threatening.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because for the most part, I don't think she really wants to get physical or that violent verbally either with anybody. But I think her words are her strongest weapon.
Yeah. And, too, I think that Susie sees this as an opportunity to prove to the girls that she can stand up for herself.
Yes.
And she's choosing to do it to the new girl and not so much one of the old girls, because her position with the crew of Basketball Wives could possibly be threatened if she chose, you know, to take it out on somebody else. So Tasha's the perfect victim for Susie to be able to pump her chest at. Although, I will give Susie props. She was really clowning on Tasha. Like, she was throwing some good daggers.
But I feel like that whole scenario by the elevator, I'm just seeing Susie try to prove herself while the cameras are there. I feel like
that's
if the cameras weren't there, she would have just been like, all right, I'm going to leave. Like,
no,
all right, the elevator's not coming. I'm going to go down the stairs. Like, get out of here as fast as I can.
I think they would have hugged it out. If the cameras weren't there, I think they would have. I think both of them would have been like, you know what, this is really stupid. Can we just be friends? I don't know what we're fighting about. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, too. Because that's really how their personalities are. They don't. If you don't like confrontation, when it presents itself to you, you're going to try to avoid it and just squash the beef. But in this particular situation, neither one wanted to back down.
Right.
And that happens a lot, oftentimes in male-female relationships, sometimes in friends relationships. But these people aren't even close enough to be affecting each other emotionally that much.
It's being stubborn, too. And one of the things I can point out that makes me realize that these girls are soft and doing it for the cameras and also won't get physical is the fact that Susie's defense mechanism is to flip Tasha's hat in the freaking hall. Whoa, that's a big deal. Like, what's she going to do now?
What does she call it? Wax on, wax off? That's
really what it looked like.
It looked like they were waxing on, waxing off.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I just felt like, okay, you're absolutely right, Gab. The hat thing, That's as hard as you go. You go hard, you go home. And that's as hard as you go. No one was going to fight. They were not going to touch each other. And from what Rebecca Prince, who is our other host here at AfterBuzz TV, has told us, is there is going to be some real physicality that eventually is inflicted on Susie later on that we're going to see, but not yet. So we have to wait for it.
And isn't that with a member that's not currently a reoccurring
castmate? Correct. She comes back and you know, I'm waiting for that episode, though. I'm waiting to see this happen. And so Susie's getting to a lot of fights this season. I think I'm telling you, she has
it's
something
all about
she feels
Susie.
Like she has to prove. I'm telling you. Well, that was our Basketball Wives recap, y'all. If you guys have any opinions, please shout us out, tweet at us, let us know. If we want to do our AfterBuzz predictions
for next episode.
Let's get into it.
Now, all right, so what did we say? We saw them getting at it, right?
Right.
I don't know. I'm going to stand by what I said before. I pretty much do not think Tasha and Susie are going to mend this over anytime soon. And they're all agreeing, I believe, to go to London for Fashion Week for Evelyn.
Right.
So how that's going to play out, like Evelyn said,
Evelyn's
once drinks.
Tasha?
Yeah, which is weird. Clearly, there was some producer input there. But because I don't think anyone really cares for Tasha right now. But when, she said once they all get drinks in their system, it could be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I think more drama is going to go down in London between Susie and Tasha. And I don't know. I'm excited because I like drama, so I'm looking forward to that episode.
I appreciate your honesty. I think that Tasha is going to go, like you said, she's going to Fashion Week with them because Evelyn is trying to stir the pot up a little bit, you know? I think that putting them in that situation, just like when Basketball Wives Miami, I think they all went to Fiji or Bora Bora. They went somewhere tropical and invited all the cast members knowing that they wouldn't get along. I think, once again, they're doing that same thing. But I think this time, Susie's going to go back to the crew, the Basketball Wives crew, and tell them exactly what happened with Tasha and try to get everybody to turn against Tasha. And which is unfortunate because Tasha is somebody who I actually liked the beginning of this season. I was like, oh, she's classy, she's nice, she's beautiful, sophisticated. But at the end of the day, she is getting very defensive and snappy. And she was defensive with Tammy this episode. We saw like a lot of that as well. So I think that it's all going to blow up in Tasha's face and she's not going to be very liked by the girls.
I think if she dropped that insecurity, she may be more likable and not be the center of the drama.
Yeah, totally.
So, because I liked her too, and now I'm kind of like her and Susie, I'm iffy. Susie, yeah. I bounce back and forth between, kind of like Rebecca too. But Tasha is not on my good list anymore.
Well, you guys, tweet at us at AfterBuzz TV. Let us know what you think of today's episode. You can always catch it live, or you can go online to AfterBuzzTV.com. You can play with my Twitter or stroke my Instagram at @spicy_Mahdi. And Gabby, where can they find you?
So you can check me out at Twitter, Gabrielle_Loren. Instagram, GabbyLO87, like J-Lo, but Gabby Lo. And I just made a new website, so check it out. It's GabrielleLoren.com. I'll upload my videos there, too.
I have to check it out.
Yeah, check it out. It's awesome. I'm, like, working on it. It's a work in progress.
And Rebecca Prince, we miss you. We'll see you next week.
Miss you, Rebecca.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.